A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too you also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. What does this scripture passage say? What's going on? Imagine it. Be there as a bystander, watching Jesus speak. Upon a second reading of it, let a word or phrase jump out at you. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field. One will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Did anything jump out at you? For me, it was the phrase, "He would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into." He would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. What is the Holy Spirit telling you through this scripture passage? It could be over a specific word or phrase, or even the entire passage. Listen to the inspiration of the Spirit. For me, the phrase, "He would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into," is telling me that it is up to us whether our houses are broken into. That is to say, whether we allow ourselves to be broken by the world. We must be prepared always and not be complacent with the idea that maybe tomorrow I'll prepare. Maybe tomorrow I'll serve the Lord. Don't wait. Choose today to serve the Lord. Choose today to be prepared for the Lord's coming. Now let us speak to the Lord in prayer. O come, Emmanuel. Pause this for as long as you want to just speak to the Lord. Now let us be still. For God is with us.